السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم علماء کرام most respected brothers also our sisters of the madrasa and those who listen over receivers First, Naat Sharif.
Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum. Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum. Falak par magar naaz karte hain hum. Zameen par Madine کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم
Although we reside on the land of Medina Sharif, but we pride ourselves over the heavens, over the skies, that although they are high above, But the blessings that we have of being on the ground, where can those skies achieve that? Don't ask what is the reason for that greatness of mine. Of course, it's poetry. It doesn't mean that a person must brag and must be proud. A person must have humility. But here it is like gratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that is being expressed by the person that is residing in the land of Medina Sharif, that the reason for this greatness of mine is that I am the neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Being the neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore I always say that in Medina Sharif, if a person has some kind of problem or some difficulty or some hardship, then it does not mean that you must not try and resolve the problem. You must try and resolve the problem. That is not haram, it is not forbidden. I give a simple explanation that if there is less salt in the curry that has come before you, so then there's nothing wrong in telling the waiter there or in requesting the person who has supplied the meal that kindly put a little extra salt, or where is the salt bottle so that I can add some salt in a respectable manner. If the person asks, there's nothing wrong with that. But where the person starts condemning and rejecting the food of Medina Sharif and other ni'mats of Medina Sharif, then there is great danger of being disliked by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many people take advantage, of course, of this, that if the person is a passenger or the person is a client of some agent, and he is in Madina Sharif. So if the agent is not fulfilling the promises that he has made to that Haji, then he will say that you in Madina Sharif, you must make sabr, you must make sabr. So it doesn't mean that, that they must take advantage of the fact that the person is in Madina Sharif, so now he mustn't complain at all and give him any kind of treatment. But on the other hand, if the agent is trying to do his level best to fulfill the promises that he has made, and in spite of all his effort, for no fault of his, if something goes wrong, so then the person must be patient. The person must think that he's got such a namath of being in Madina Sharif. So he says, Zameen par Madine ki rehte hai hum, falak par magar naaz karte hai hum, na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawar-e Muhammad mein rehte hai hum. What a good fortune they have, that whenever they desire, they just go and present themselves at the Roza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We will read salat and salam from here, we will read Durud Sharif, we will read At-Tahiyyat, and then we will wait for the angels to convey it. And there the person goes and conveys it personally, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam listens to it, and he responds to it. So it's a great ni'mat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with the ni'mat of Haziri in Madina Sharif.
Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto, karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste hain hum. Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto, karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste hain hum. Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum, falak par magar naaz karte hain hum.
Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste hain hum. It is only the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We must not think that on account of our beautiful actions and plenty of zikr and tilawat and ibadat and piety and taqwa that we have arrived there. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his fazl and ihsan, he gives some people the opportunity of being there. And there is great wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when he gives somebody an opportunity. That does not mean that all the rest of the people are rejected by Allah Ta'ala. They are not loved by Allah Ta'ala. Great, great awliya-i-kiram could not make it to Madina Sharif. So does it mean that they were rejected by Allah Ta'ala? And many, many people were blessed with visit to Madina Sharif many, many times. But they never changed in spite of all the visits. So they still remained distanced from Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They just go there, return, and it's the same thing. Television, movies, TVs, music, and everything else. And yet at the Roza Mubarak, the person is standing and shedding tears there. So do you think Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam becomes pleased with that, when the person hasn't made up his mind to give up those sins which, for which he came to make tawbah? So nobody should feel disappointed, wherever the person is. If he is making ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he is obeying Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he is with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he is in Madina Sharif. And if he is not obedient, then no matter how close he may be physically, but he is not there.
Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste hain hum. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagar na haqeeqat mein saste hain hum. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, وَغَرْنَا حَقِيقَتْ مِنْ سَسْتَي هَمْ ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم
I've explained this many times. مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری. One is literally meaning the person who is in Madina Sharif, he is a resident of Madina Sharif. Then his qeemat, his value is because he is in Madina Sharif. Otherwise people are living in all parts of the world. But we don't give those people such importance as the people who are living in Madina Sharif. Just now if we find somebody here in our congregation and we are informed that this person has come from Madina Sharif, then it gives us joy, happiness, we want to meet the person. He's the Imam of Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, or he's a resident of Madina Sharif. So the qeemat and value is because of Madina Sharif. But then again, the same principle applies, the same rule. As I explained, that if a person is not blessed with going to Madina Sharif, still he must not lose hope that he is rejected by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala in his wisdom will take who he wishes. But if the person is making ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he is with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So in the same way here too, that wherever a Muslim is, irrespective of which country he is in, which city he lives in, which town or which locality, which race he belongs to, which color he is of, whether he is poor or rich, but his value will be as much as is his nisbat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This person's value will be how much of connection he has and how much of muhabbat he has, how much of love he has, how much of obedience he shows to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then that will give him value. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also then assist and help such people irrespective of where they are. Because they will be people of value. One example which I gave some time back, but it came to mind again, so I will repeat it, that once we were in this Mitchell Park in the early part of the morning after Fajr, the strong breeze at night dropped the thousands of flowers on the ground. There's so much of flowers on the ground that it was as if it was a carpet of flowers, and we were finding it extremely difficult to even walk on those flowers. Because they are flowers, so you feel like you are trampling on the flowers. But it had fallen from the tree, so what else are you going to do? You're going to walk over it. And it was as if it was a complete carpet of flowers. So I explained to the friends that were with me, I said, look, these flowers, when they were on the trees, when they had their connection with the tree, with the branches of the tree, and when they were blooming, where they were supplied with nourishment from the root. So the fragrance of those flowers, people come close to it and inhale. And they get enjoyment, they get satisfaction, and they talk in glowing terms of the beautiful colors and the beautiful fragrance. But when the flower left the tree and came onto the ground, when it left the branches, just because there was a slight breeze, so it left the branches and came away onto the ground. So what happened? Now everyone that is walking is crushing those flowers, crushing it. Nobody is concerned what is happening to those flowers. And then in the morning the gardener will come, he's going to sweep everything, and he's going to go and dump it somewhere, and then it will turn to fertilizer. But that became the qeemat of that flower, because it left that branch. The fragrance was no more in that flower. In the same way that Muslim of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, they were those beautiful flowers who were attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had such nisbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, such connection with Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There was such fragrance in their ibadat, in their zikr, in their tilawat. In their actions there was a fragrance. In the salat there was a fragrance. In the fasting there was a fragrance. In the zakat there was a fragrance. In their hajj there was a fragrance. In their transactions with people there was a fragrance. In their muasharat, in their etiquette, in their morals, in their behavior, in everything there was a beautiful fragrance. Whoever came into contact with the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, then he could not help but being affected by that fragrance. It had an impact on their hearts. It gave the other person also some kind of satisfaction and joy. And the other person also desired that, I want to become like this person. Look at what a beautiful flower he is. What fragrance he has got. But as the time went on, when we left those branches and we came onto the ground, in other words, our akhlaq, our character, our morals, our behavior, our ibadat, our muamlat and muasharat, our etiquettes and everything else, our dealings, our transactions, they all lost their fragrance, that fragrance of Islamic teachings they lost. When our homes became no different from the homes of the disbelievers, television, porn sites on the internet, filthy literature, qaza of namazes became a big joke. 70 to 80% you won't find them fajr time, even getting up, leave alone going to the masjid. When the fragrance of transactions was gone too, in our transactions also we began to adopt the practices of others. And that same cheating and looting and fraud and then what entered our lives. So whoever came into contact with us found no fragrance in our lives. And that value that we had when we were on the tree, we lost that value. We came down on the ground because some breeze blew, the breeze of sins, the wind of sins blew, and it blew us away too. If others made their homes into cinemas, then we followed suit. We just take satisfaction in complaining about our daughters and our sons, and they are not behaving, and they are becoming arrogant, and they're doing this and doing that, but we don't have the himmat and the courage to get rid from our lives of those sins and those things from the houses, which is bringing about that collapse. So when all that happened, then what is going to happen? Then somebody is crushing us here, somebody is crushing us there, somebody is smashing us here, somebody is smashing us there. No value left. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not look at names. Allah ta'ala looks at amal and actions. So whatever has happened has happened. It is a wake-up call. We must not point fingers only far away. We must look in our own backyards and in our own homes and our own lives. Make plenty of tawbah, plenty of istighfar. Make rujoo ila Allah. Turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then see how conditions also change. If it won't change around the globe, it will at least change in our own homes and our own lives. That individual will say that now I am finding sukoon in my life. My life was a life of restlessness. It was as if a fire was burning. Fire of disputes and arguments and quarrels and everything else was destroying our family life. And now we have found sukoon, we have found peace, we have found happiness. So, Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. My brothers, I don't know how long I'm going to live. You don't know how long you're going to live. Days are running out. Every day that we see the light of the day again, it is another grace from Allah Ta'ala, another chance. Oh, my dear beloved servant, how long? How long? When will you give up the sins? When will you return to me? Allah Ta'ala gave us another chance. So let us make our islah now, not tomorrow. Tomorrow we don't know whether we will see or not see. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. And that islah is going to benefit us. It's not going to benefit anybody else. And don't think that the person's life will come crashing if he just has to give up sins. How can it come crashing? If the person pleases the creator of the gardens of Jannat, you think he's going to make his life miserable? the person who is going to please Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of the gardens of Jannat, can his life become miserable? Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai, arif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hue. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagar na haqeeqat mein saste hain hum. Madine mein marna muqaddar mein ho, Madine mein mar. مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو دعا خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم اللہ تعالیٰ must bless us with the shafaat, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and bless us with mouth and death in Madina Tayyiba. Madine mein har saal ho haziri, Madine mein har saal ho haziri, Khuda se ye faryaad karte hain hum. Madine mein har saal ho haziri, خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم بس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے بس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم اے اختر میرے قلب و جاں ہیں وہاں مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم No matter how far we may be from Madina Sharif, but our heart is there. Why? Because Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the khulasa-e kainat, he is buried there. For he rests there. We must not picture Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as some person that is dead and lying buried in the ground. He passed away from this world, but Allah ta'ala gave him hayat, which we can't understand. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this muhabbat, with this ittiba. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil. Dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Dard-e-dil here means love of Allah Ta'ala. Dard-e-dil doesn't mean heart attacks. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil. Dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. That is the biggest tragedy, that our eyes are and our gazes are still on those from whom we have experienced so much of pain and problem and suffering. Still we look forward to that same United Nations and that same America and that same Britain and France and others. They must come to our assistance. We must turn our gaze away from everyone. Focus on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's forces. Then make use of whatever we have by way of means and seek from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala victory, and then see how Allah Ta'ala changes the conditions. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Right, brothers, everyone knows what our brothers, sisters in the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the little children, the babies, what they are going through in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Kashmir, in so many other parts of the world, and also the floods which have caused so much of damage, so much of devastation and destruction in India and other places, everywhere in the world, locally also, or close to us in Port Elizabeth and many other places, look at the damage that has been caused. So it is time for dua. Instead of just passing some comment or two and just condemning Blair and Bush, let us turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and seek His help and protection. For those who have passed away, it is a form of shahadat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give them the highest stages in Jannat. Those who have been bombed and they have lost their lives, then it is indeed a shahadat for them. For many others, it is a forgiveness of their sins. For many of the pious, righteous, those who are obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is an elevation of their status. It is a test of their patience. And then Allah Ta'ala wants to reward them in this world and the akhirat. So it is Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy which, unfortunately, because of our weakness, we cannot take. So therefore, we should ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat, salamati, izzat and barakat. And mercy. We should not ask for sickness and disease and destruction and tests and trials. We are extremely weak. We should ask Allah Ta'ala for protection. But if it comes away, then the person must exercise sabr, patience, make ruju, turn towards Allah Ta'ala, and make use of the means that are there to try and come out of those problems. So let us make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for ourselves, for our families, and for the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa tabaihi wa azwajihi ajma'in. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramul akramin, ya ghiyasal mustaghisin, ya rahimal masakin, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most generous Allah, most kind Allah, most caring Allah, most loving Allah, most beautiful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, we acknowledge that we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Indeed, we have distanced ourselves from you, from your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Quran, from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, if it had not been for you, if it had not been for your kindness, if it had not been for your forgiveness, if it had not been for your tolerance, then none of us deserved even walking on the surface of the earth. Ya Allah, each and every one of us knows the sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. Ya Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then. You could have sent gale force winds against us. You could have sent flood waters against us. You could have ordered the earth to open up and swallow us up. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are, how tolerant you are. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. We are therefore turning towards you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey mere Rabbe Kareem, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, if you are in our favor, then everything will work in our favor. Then our children will be ours. Then our homes will give us comfort. Our businesses will give us barakat. Ya Allah, we will be respected on this land. Ya Allah, we will enjoy a life of happiness, contentment, satisfaction, peace and tranquility. But if you are not ours, then nothing will work in our favor. Ya Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But oh my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your gaze of mercy from us, where do we go? Which other door can we tap? Which other home can we peg it? Mere Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Hamare hal par raham farma. Hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, ummat-e-muslima ke hal par raham farma. Have mercy on the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses, the faults and the sins of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, it is an ummat which has been watered with the blood of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blood and tears of the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Ya Allah, don't allow the enemies to destroy this beautiful garden. Ya Allah, don't allow the enemies to destroy the beautiful garden of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, day and night we used your ni'mats, your bounties for your disobedience. Who else provided for us, my beloved Allah, besides you? You blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech. Our parents were not able to give us sight or hearing or speech. Ya Allah, our life in your control. It is a ni'mat and a blessing of yours. Ya Allah, we use your ni'mats, your bounties for your disobedience. We are ashamed, my beloved Allah. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not broadcasting our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive the entire mankind. Bless them with hidayat. Bless them with iman and Islam. Those who are believers, Ya Allah, strengthen their iman. Ya Allah, strengthen their trust and faith in you. Strengthen their tawakkul in you. Ya Allah, bless us with your marifat, with yaqeen in you. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, something that is missing in our lives is your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is great deficiency in this department, my beloved Allah. Therefore, our engines cannot seem to move. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to make those actions and deeds which are pleasing to you. Distance us from all those things that are displeasing to you and your Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. So many of our brothers, sisters, so many people, their parents, their children, and so many in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are sick and ailing. And thousands have been hurt, have been injured by the bombs that have rained upon their heads. My beloved Allah, thousands have lost their lives. Thousands have no food, no shelter. No one to pass the hand of affection over their heads. Yatim children are tearing. Their parents sometime are gone. Their homes have come crushing above their heads. Hospitals cannot take care. Ya Allah, give hidayat to those zalims. Ya Allah, give shifa to all those who have been injured, that have been hurt. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give them the muqam of shahadat. And Ya Allah, give hidayat to those zalims. Ya Allah, zalim Yahudi ko hidayat de. And if hidayat is not in the taqdeer because they have become obstinate, they have become merciless, they have made up their minds they will continue with the torture, tyranny, oppression, suppression, and the raining of the bombs upon the innocents, then my beloved Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud and the nations of the past who rejected the prophets. Ya Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink. Give victory to the Mujahideen of Islam. Give victory to the Mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, send your hidden forces. Ya Allah, apne ghaibi taqat istemal kar le. Jis tarah Badr mein tune istemal ki thi, Uhud mein istemal ki thi. Ya Allah, use your ghaibi forces. Ey mere pyare Allah, hum be sahara hai. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. What else can we do, my beloved Allah, but turn towards you and seek from you? Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of his blood was shed for the sake of this ummah. In Uhud, in Taif, and in so many other places. My beloved Allah, how much he cried for this ummah. How much of pain he endured for the sake of the ummah. When he is informed that ummah for whom your teeth were shattered in Uhud, your blood filled your Mubarak shoes in Taif, that ummah for whom intestines were placed on your back when you went into sajda in the Haram Sharif, that ummah for whom you stood whole night in prayers, that ummah for whom you were boycotted and ostracized for 3 solid years, the ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, casinos, adultery, fornication, filthy music, filthy sights on the internet, haram watch on the television screens, the ummat in fraud, the ummat in rave clubs, the ummat in drink. Ha, my beloved Allah, even in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, filthy films in the hotel rooms, filthy magazines, filthy literature, filthy music. Few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak, or right in front of the Rosa Mubarak sometimes, filthy musical tones on the cell phones. Ha, my beloved Allah, what kind of injury and pain we are causing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In his time, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara caused him pain. Aaj hum ummati ho karke takleef pohcha rahe. Give us himmat, my Allah. Give us courage to throw out of our lives and homes everything that is sinful, everything that is obscene. My beloved Allah, give us the himmat and courage to take out of our homes everything that has brought such destruction in the morals of our children and ourselves. Make us all five-time namazis. Bless us with khushu and khuzu in our salat. Ya Allah, let us fast in the month of Ramadan. Give zakat if due, and go for hajj if farz, and to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. To fulfill the rights of all. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of honesty, truthfulness. Bless us with istiqamat on deen. Keep us steadfast on sirat-i-mustaqim. Ya Allah, bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you. Oh, my beloved Allah, teri zaat-e-ali ki aisi muhabbat, aisi muhabbat, ke nafs o shaitan ek lamhe ke liye dur na kar sake. Ya Allah, give us a taste, the sweetness of this attachment with you. Fill our hearts with the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless us with ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick also. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy, of evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, and the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of drought, of famine, of floods, and other disasters around the globe. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have gone for umrahs, make their umrahs maqbool and mabroor. Those who are planning for hajj, make all preparations easy for them. Remove any difficulty and obstacle in their path. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make the children obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to their parents. Ya Allah, make them nek, make them salih, make them the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, bless them with the best of dunya and akhirah. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, whether we like it or not, one day our janaza is going to proceed to the qabristan. Ya Allah, our shoulders which have shouldered so many janazas, one day we will be shouldered on the shoulders of someone. My beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, casino, adultery, fornication, or any haram action. Angel of death is going to come without any warning signs. My beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any action that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye, to take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bidas salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Let our janaza be the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let our burial be Jannatul Baqi. If it is not Muqaddar, there wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions, how much he prayed. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko choom karke jo manga tha. And the du'as that he made whilst making the tawaf, and the du'as that he made under the Mizab-e Rahmat, and in the Hatim after performing Salat. And when he attached himself to the Multazam, how much he cried, how much he prayed for us. And the du'as that he made behind the Muqam-e Ibrahim, and the du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam, and the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, how long he prayed for us on Safa and Marwa. And the du'as that he made in Mina and in Arafat from Zuhur till Maghrib, that sinless, masoom Nabi, how much he teared for the Ummat. And the du'as that he made in Muzdalifa. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, the Ummat with that goodness. And protect us and the Ummat from all the fitnas, corruption and mischief, and especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection from. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he loved his ummah. Ya Allah, forgive us and please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you after taking your Mubarak name, reciting Salat and Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, good intentions, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the hardships, the difficulties, the problems, the suffering, the pain, the sicknesses and the diseases that each and every individual is suffering, who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, with the fazl of yours, Ya Allah, apne fazal se, ihsan se, remove their suffering, their difficulty, their hardship, their problems. And Ya Allah, bless them with the best of dunya, best of akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our wealth, our children, our properties, and the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين